Good afternoon. Welcome to Cultivating Hearts Radio Ministry. We're back in the studio this afternoon with Sandy, Tara, and Tanya, and myself, Shelley. And we have been working through Tara's Bible study, Portable Sanctuary, and talking a lot about faith. Last time we talked about, Tara, I think it was an interesting statement, we can't unknow what we already know, which it, you know, in relating it back to Rahab, I mean, she definitely knew what she had heard, not necessarily what she had seen. And we'd kind of talked a little bit about, well, how do we really know? How do we know when God is speaking to us?
You know, and we ended last session with me sharing a story of the first time I, like, had a profound moment of hearing God. But I want to get it us where we're thinking about the process, because we have to understand, in their day, at this point, they were living a life of oral tradition. Okay, they would go to the watering hole to see other people so they could hear what is happening. And that is how they passed on information. It was by communicating verbally. It wasn't necessarily in print. There were the Ten Commandments in print, but for the most part, the average person, it was oral by hearing.
Video?
No, no YouTube. Video, no YouTube, no music like we have, you know, today with the MP3 and all that and everything. And so she and her nation, of her city, I should say, Jericho, they heard about what God was doing. They go to the watering hole and they're hearing about how the Red Sea parted as God went before them as the pillar by day and the pillar by night. And they would hear about how God would go and his presence would be with them, and they would destroy, you know, kingdoms like they did with the Amorites. And they saw, you know, the hand of God at work in the nation of Israel as they are listening to these stories of God at work. And as Rahab is listening to these stories, her faith has increased through the hearing of the word of God. And we're told in Romans that it is by faith that we, by hearing, we, our faith is increased. Now, when it comes today to hearing the voice of God, great question. First thing I'm going to ask myself is, let's just say that this is a believer that is asking this question. The first thing I'm going to ask is, you know, are you reading your Bible? Well, in a lot of cases, because most people, 7 out of 10 people don't read anymore. Could be that you're a reader, but by choice you choose not to read. Are you hearing the word of God? And I'm not talking just a Sunday sermon, because a Sunday sermon is secondhand Christianity. This radio ministry is secondhand Christianity. You are listening to somebody else's experience with the word of God, with God. The only way we can hear from God is through a direct relationship with him ourselves. So the first question we have to ask ourselves is, have I truly believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is my Lord and Savior, that he died on the cross for my sins? Once I've dealt with salvation, okay, I have salvation, do I have sin in my life that is separating me from God? Because I'm not going to hear from God if I have a deliberate sin, an intentional sin, separating me from him. I'm not talking about, you know, accidental, you know, I have sins that happen throughout the day, but I'm talking somebody that is deliberately, intentionally walking. They are separating themselves. Now, we will have sins that happen throughout the day that as a believer we'll deal with, but, you know, there's a difference between somebody who says, I know this is a sin and I'm choosing to do this sin. That person's not going to hear from God. So if I have chosen a path of sin, I'm not going to hear from him. Now, a person who is walking with God, believing in God in faith and has sin occur in their life and confessing their sin, they're keeping the door open because they have dealt with it. So they're going to be able to better hear from God. Do you see?
So what I'm hearing is, in terms of what you were just saying, is the repentance piece of it.
It has to be where we're repenting. And okay,
I have a verse for you. Psalm 66:18 says, if I had not confessed the sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened.
Amen. Okay. And so therefore he won't speak. How's that? Mm-hmm. And so we have to ask, do I know him? Am I dealing with my sin, confessing, repenting? And then from there, once I've done that, how am I drawing near to God? What am I doing so that I can hear from God? And I know for Sabrina, who was on the show for many years, for Sabrina, it came through worship music. Mm-hmm. That is what drew her closest to God, to best be able to hear God. Mm-hmm. For myself, I'm a person that, for me, it is in the reading of the Word of God. I have a friend, Carmen, who's on the prayer team at church. For her, it is through prayer, as she is in prayer. Well, worship, Bible reading, and prayer are what make up a solid believer. I cannot say I'm not going to draw near to God in worship. I cannot say I'm not going to draw near to God in prayer. I'm only going to do it in prayer, in reading the Bible, because that's how it works for me. As a believer, I have to find that I am balanced in all of them. And I am spending time in worship, I'm spending time in Bible reading, and I'm spending time in prayer. And what can happen is we can actually go too much in the way that we are most bent. And so for myself, if I'm going to struggle, my struggle will end up happening in that I'll have 2 hours time, and I will spend it all in reading, and I will pray as I'm reading, but I won't really spend a really truly focused time where I spend time worship and praying. So I have to intentionally determine within my time to make sure that I guard the worship time and the prayer time along with the reading. If I'm a person who's bent towards worship, I have to make sure that I guard the time of in the Word and in prayer. And if I'm a person of prayer, I have to have the Word. Otherwise, my prayer is all about my words and not His word. And so, do you see, it's the balance of all of them. And that we will have a bend towards one or the other because of our personalities, our mm-hmm. likes, and our differences. But we will find that our walk will be weaker when we're out of balance. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. We're more apt to hear when we have those in balance. And do you guys want to add to that as far as what you do to hear from God?
I was just thinking, you know, like going through different things, I think you lean towards one maybe stronger than the other.
Yeah, we do.
It's easier.
Yeah, we do, because it's our bend, right. You know. I'm a person that I'd much rather, I love to read and study and, you know, look at the Greek, the Hebrew, and then commentaries, and I love that. Mm-hmm. But I can get out of balance. And what I will find, and this happens often through a year's time, where I will say, oh, you know, I'm really slacking on my focused prayer time with God, really just waiting and listening. And so I'll have periods where I will make myself spend the time where I'm just going to sit and listen. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing anything. I'm not reading. I'm not journaling. I'm just sitting here to see if you have something you want to speak into my heart. And then all of a sudden a verse will come to mind. And then as the verse comes to mind, then I'm reminded of a situation. And then so I begin to see how that applies. And that is God speaking to us. The other factor that has to be involved is the gathering together for worship.
I was going to talk about.
And because Hebrews.
Yeah, that's the thing for me that, I mean, it just makes it or breaks it for me.
At church. Mm-hmm. But see, the thing is when it says worship, it's not meaning the worship time.
Like it's, the singing,
right.
I mean.
No, it's referring
to the drawing together in community.
Right. But I think for me, though, just knowing the, you know, the words of the song and the songs and going, oh, I read that, you know. And it's just, it's a connection. And it just, it's allowing the Holy Spirit to come in and you know, kind of just get you ready for, although secondary, it's, you know, the word. And so many times what I hear, you know, does apply either in a past situation or a situation that I may encounter, you know, going forward. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the other thing that I think is really important is the Bible is yours, and a good, you know, good Bible has lots of markings in it.
You know, in our American culture, yes. But if we go to another nation, did you know that have a marking in a Bible would be blasphemy? Wow. And so for them, you know, that's marking on something sacred. So do you see how even that is a cultural thing?
Yeah.
And all.
It took me a while
before you could write in it.
Oh, it's new. And I don't want it to be all marked up.
You know, when it says, do not forsake the gathering together in worship, it's actually talking about not the worship experience. It's talking about the drawing together in community. Being together. Right now, we are in community.
So you're just talking about, I mean, it doesn't just happen in church. It happens,
It's referring to the fellowship of the believers.
Okay.
We must be in church as a fellowship of believers. And there is a trend nationally within America. I don't know about other nations, but within America, I don't have to go to church. Mm-hmm. I can read my Bible. I can pray. I can do my worship music, and I can watch a pastor on TV. Mm-hmm. This is a trend right now to where a large portion of the American Christian population has chosen to withdraw from the gathering together for worship. The purpose of us coming together in community at church is that's where we spur one another on. Mm-hmm. We have to be there to encourage one another. And we hear from God as we interact with one another. And so we'll find, you know, okay, I go into community group or Sunday school or whatever it is, small group, in-home Bible study, whatever it is that you call it, and I'm struggling with an issue, and then all of a sudden so-and-so speaks scripture, and I'm like, oh, wow, that nailed it. That's exactly what I needed to hear. Mm-hmm. That is God speaking to us.
Absolutely.
So it's the word, prayer, worship, and the community of believers. It's the fellowship of community of believers. It has to have all four. If we don't have them, we will find ourselves weakened.
And just in lines with that, I think for me personally, like the fellowship piece, the place that I think I really flourish is like in small groups. Mm-hmm. And just to have that intimacy. Mm-hmm. So if you're not in one, I would encourage you. And if your church isn't good about, you know, putting small groups together, phone a friend.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Put something together, make it happen.
It's
and
extremely
just dig in the
important.
Word together.
That right there is the key. That we will have events and call them a fellowship, and there will be no word discussed. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is not
that's
a fellowship.
Social.
No, it's a social.
Social. Right.
It is a social. There is a difference.
And that's okay.
It's good.
There's a time and a place.
There's a time and a place, but it's not a fellowship. Mm-mm. A fellowship is when we take the word of God and we work towards increasing our faith. Mm-hmm. So for Rahab, she has heard what has happened and how God has moved amongst them, and that's what caused her to move forward in faith. When we hear the word of God, that is what will enable us to move forward in faith. Without the word of God, our faith will not increase. It will not increase. And I know Tanya can give great testimony to how when she began reading the word of God, how her faith increased. I've heard her speak it many times over and over. I mean, what happened to you when you first started reading the word of God, going through it?
Well, I was sharing earlier that it was complete conviction. I wasn't received the Lord in college, but I probably started reading the word about maybe 7 years ago, every day, trying to every day, and through actually getting through it within a year. So it was conviction, 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 having lived a life completely separate from the Lord for so long, and now, and then, so I think it's a kind of a discipline you kind of have to work through, and then it becomes a delight. Mm-hmm. And I know you can all relate to this, where I can't wait to get up to be with God in the morning, you know, and I'm excited. What do you have for me? What do you, if I'm low, how you, he's going to lift me up. If I'm needing hope, he gives me hope. If I'm joy-filled, he keeps me high. If I'm whatever it is. And I think reading it, expecting to get something out of it is completely different than just reading it as a history book and being done with it. Mm-hmm. And that's something I think that I've learned to pray even before reading it. Like, God, fill me with your spirit. Your spirit is the one that's going to teach me what you desire me to learn for today. And open my eyes, make it clear what you want me to take away from you today. And I think it's just like any other friend you have, or your spouse or your kids. You can't have a relationship with them without spending time with them.
That's exactly
and
right.
That's the thing that I think for me, it's like, you know, do I look at this as a joy-filled time with a friend, or do I look at it as an obligation to fulfill? Mm-hmm. on any given day. And if you have that, perhaps that might be your prayer for the day, you know, mm-hmm. until you can you can find the joy.
Yeah, and it's the having the relationship, because what you're describing is that you go to reading the word because you are wanting to be in relationship, versus if you're reading it as a history book or a text, you're reading it for knowledge. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so it's the approach and the heart behind that it's for relationship. And if you're in relationship, you want to hear. Mm-hmm. I'd like for us to read Hebrews 11, 1 through 6. Mm. Tanya, if you would read 1 through 6, and then Shelley, if you would read verse 31, and Sandy, if you'd read verse 39, because this here is going to sum us up for this series with Rahab as far as what faith does. And so, Tanya, why don't you go ahead and get started.
11, 1 through 6?
Uh-huh.
The Hall of Faith?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about things we cannot see. Through their faith, the people in the days of old earned a good reputation. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. It was by faith that Abel brought a more acceptable offering to God than Cain did. Abel's offering gave it evidence that he was a righteous man, and God showed his approval of his gifts. Although Abel is long dead, he still speaks to us by his example of faith. If it was by faith that Enoch was taken up to heaven without dying, he disappeared because God took him. For before he was taken up, he was known as a person who pleased God. And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him.
Okay, verse 31, Hebrews 11, 31. Shelley?
I thought that was mine.
Oh, Sandy.
Oh.
Sandy, go ahead.
By 31, by faith the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient.
Okay, and then verse 39, do you have it, Shelley?
I do.
Okay.
These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised.
Because their faith. Okay, so in summation, faith stirs hope. Hope gifts assurance. Assurance breeds certainty. Certainty cleanses the lens of the blind sight. The blind sight surpasses all understanding. Understanding defies logic. In a logical circumstances, cry for faith takes the step. And essentially, that's what it comes down to. I want you to see that faith is the beginning of that hope taking work, but we have to take that step of action just as Rahab did. And so I'd like to challenge you today, wherever it is that you need faith, to step out in the Word of God, reading the Word of God, prayer, drawing together in faith, trusting that He will be present. God bless.